Welcome to Be All You Are, a Midlife Awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kana Paranjape, the founder of All You Are, a women's lifestyle brand, an entrepreneur, writer, and mother. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your true desires and cultivate the courage to create the life that is meant for you. Your dreams are your soul's voice. They are worth your time and attention. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. I can't wait to meet you. Welcome everyone to another episode of Be All You Are. We are on episode 43. This week, you may be able to hear in my voice that I have a bit of a cold. I am recording this in the evening. My daughter is with her dad. She was actually home with me as well the last couple of days with a cold. This is what happens. You go on holiday to Miami, came back and spoke at an amazing event, and then you get hit. But I'm grateful because February was an incredibly busy month with a lot of highlights and a lot of celebrations, my birthday, my partner's, my brother-in-law's. And so I'm glad that it didn't hit me until this week. You know, it's just, it never feels like a good time. So I'm grateful that it wasn't last week or the week before or even on the weekend. So my family and I went to Miami last week for a few days, and it was just so wonderful to be in the warm air and to swim in the ocean and have our feet in the sand and just be leisurely. And it reminded me how much we all need that. And I was reflecting on how we know that we need it, but it's not until we do it and that we're actually in that state of relaxation that we understand how needed it actually is. So this is my reminder to you, if you haven't had a break in a while, like truly a break to step away, please book it now and book it soon and take it, because it will give so much back to you, right? It will give you so much more energy and clarity and boost your creativity. So book that break if you haven't already done that. When we got back, which was 8 hours later than we were supposed to, so we were supposed to fly out on a Friday at around 11:30, land in Toronto at 3 p.m. We got to the airport and the flight just kept getting pushed out and out and out. And I was reminded, and I actually think in my last podcast episode, I shared that one of the lessons of life that I try to live by is this idea that when you come upon a challenging situation in life, you essentially have three options. You can CLA, C is for change. You can change the situation, right? So in that case, it's like, you know, we can find what other options we have to get home. We can change our tickets. We can decide to stay another night, whatever it is. We can leave the situation, which I guess in that event would be leaving it would mean coming back and flying the next day, or you can accept it, right? So changing it, we tried to change it and the options were very limited. At one point, I thought my daughter and I might slip onto a flight via Newark, but that didn't work out. So we couldn't change it. We certainly couldn't leave it because the very next day I was speaking on a panel at this event, the Collective Summit, here in Toronto. And so there was no way I was leaving it. I needed to get back for that event. And then the last option was really to accept it. And it's when you realize, well, this is truly my only option. But somehow I couldn't immediately accept it, right? I was resisting it. I was upset. I was annoyed. I was frustrated. I was just wishing for it to be different. And I kept thinking to myself, but Kana, your only choice is to accept it. Really, it's not your only choice, right? Because you could just resist. But resisting makes you miserable. So I think even that awareness that like I'm resisting right now, but I wish to be in a state of acceptance, that enough will eventually get you there. And that is what happened. I would say it took a couple of hours, and then I just settled into what it was and we made the most of it. And the kids were not as, you know, difficult as we thought they might be, my daughter and my niece. They were actually troopers, and we got home. And then I made it to the event the next day, which was an incredible day-long event at the Park Hyatt, 250 to 300 women, wonderful panels and keynote speakers. And I sat on a panel with some other incredible women, and we talked about entrepreneurship and the lessons that we can take from entrepreneurship that can apply whether we are entrepreneurs or in the corporate world. And so I thought today I would share some of those with you. Again, I am a little bit under the weather, so, you know, this might be a shorter than normal episode, but I aim to pack it full of inspiring, actionable content for you so that you are not left hanging this week. I don't want to do that. Okay. So some of the things I want to share with you, I actually want to share with you three specific takeaways that when I shared these as part of our panel discussion on Saturday, I received the most feedback. So I was either quoted or someone came up to me and said, Kana, this really resonated with me. Thank you so much for sharing that. So those are the three points I'm going to share with you. So the first one is this question around work-life balance. And this really applies whether you're an entrepreneur or not, right? Everyone struggles with this idea of work-life balance. And I think the problem with that is we are imposing on ourselves what we think work-life balance should be. You know, does work-life balance mean you shut off your phone at 5 o'clock and that you give your kids your full attention? And, you know, like who decides what balance is? And so what I believe and what I teach the women in my program is instead let's aim for harmony. Because the thing with harmony is we get to decide what feels harmonious to us. It's not some external parameters or external expectations that are imposed on us, but instead we're deciding what feels good to us. And, you know, on this panel, I shared that I am co-parenting my daughter. So she's with me a lot of the time and there's, you know, nobody else to kind of tag team. And so she is a priority for me, but at the same time, I'm building a business and that business is also a priority. So instead of making some rules around what I think balance means, I decide for myself. And the example I gave is there's one particular week where I was invited to a networking event that happened to be the same night as my daughter's school concert. Now, balance would tell you, oh my gosh, you must go to the school concert, right? Like you, the expectation is that you're at every school concert. But I had just been to her drama concert the week before. And so I actually decided to go to my event and her dad was there for her school concert. And for me, that was harmony. I didn't hold any guilt for that. I took advantage of an opportunity that came up and came up at the right time. And that felt right for me. So I think that's the beautiful thing about looking at it as harmony versus balance is you get to decide, when do I need to put more effort here? When do I need to put more effort there? What feels off? What feels like I'm being stretched? Where do I need support? Then you get to own that experience instead of feeling like you're breaking some kind of rules around what life work balance looks like. So that was the first thing, was like, let's look at it as harmony instead of work-life balance. The second thing I wanted to share with you is that entrepreneurs may start a business, they think, to solve a problem, but what they are really wanting to do is to see what they're made of. What they're really doing is signing up for the personal growth challenge that is entrepreneurship. Because the thing is, in the corporate environment, oftentimes, challenges are handed to you. You're not necessarily signing up for them. In entrepreneurship, you are fully signing on. You are like getting into the pilot's seat of the rocket ship and taking off, right? Like that is what you're doing in entrepreneurship. And I think that's what the beautiful thing about it is that it is a way to self-actualize. It is a way to challenge yourself. It is a way to grow at a rapid pace. But I think that this doesn't have to apply just to entrepreneurs. Even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, I think there's ways for you to take on challenges, either at work in your corporate life or in your personal life. There are ways for you to do this on your own. And I would challenge you to do that because there is nothing more exhilarating than the feeling of taking on something new, something that stretches you, something that forces you to grow. And again, see what you're made of. I use those words a lot because they mean so much to me, right? I've like learned so much about myself through challenges that were imposed on me, but then also the challenges that I've chosen to take on and that I continue to take on. And there's nothing more empowering than that, than deciding I'm going to try this, I'm going to do this, even though it feels uncomfortable. So I think, again, the reason why entrepreneurs become entrepreneurs, they may think it's to solve a problem, but I think it's something much deeper. I think it's something much more existential. And I think that we all crave that, whether we want to be entrepreneurs or not. So if you are working in the corporate world or otherwise, think about how you can take on some new projects or challenges that will stretch you. The third thing I wanted to share, which was a little bit controversial on the panel, is this idea of failure. So our lovely host, facilitator, Carmen Lemaire, she's the founder of a company here in Toronto called Tight Clinic. She asked the question, how do you deal with failure? How do we deal with failure? And I was the first one to answer this question. And I said, listen, I know that I tend to see the world through rose-colored glasses, but it's not because things have always gone my way. On the contrary, it's because I've learned to see the world that way, because I've learned that we get to choose how we see the world. And if I put on rose-tinted colored glasses, it just turns out that life is just that much more enjoyable. So I basically shared that I don't believe in failure. I think that if something doesn't work out as we hoped it would, we can view it as a redirection that, okay, it's not this, maybe it's something else, or simply as data, as information. Okay, we've got this information. This didn't work out. What really matters is what we do with that information, right? It matters how we process it, how we perceive it, and then where we go from there. So if we view something as a failure, and some would argue, well, what if we actually did fail? That's fine. But then just don't get attached to that, you know, failure with a capital F, because then there are all these beliefs that stack up around this feeling that you failed. So if you're able to lighten the load of that word, great. Otherwise, choose not to use it at all. Choose to see that it's a redirection, or that it is simply information that you now get to choose what to do with. So the question is, what does this information tell you? And what are you going to do with it? And what story are you telling yourself about it so that it empowers you to take that next step and head in a direction that doesn't feel like failure? So those were the three main takeaways that I shared that I think received the most response and feedback after our panel. So I wanted to leave that with you today. This is a little bit of a shorter episode. I wanted to share with you quickly a couple of other things that are coming up. The first is that I am planning for some really wonderful guests in the coming weeks. So I'm excited to share that with you. I am also working on my next workshop series, and I'm thinking that this next workshop series, which will be in April, so I'm giving you the early heads up, is going to be for women 35 and up, because I've realized that that's really who is listening to this podcast and who is engaging with my content and who I'm having conversations with on social media and in person, who is looking to transition out of the corporate world and into something all your own. So if this sounds like you, I want to hear from you. Please connect with me on Instagram. It's at Kena, K-E-N-A underscore all you are. Or you can reach out to me through my website, allyouare.ca, and let's book a call and chat about your secret entrepreneurial dreams, or, you know, the transition you want to make to a different career. Maybe it's not quite defined as entrepreneurship. Maybe you want to become a consultant. But the idea is that you are seeking greater freedom and fulfillment through the work that you do, and you're looking to make a shift. And you are likely, you know, successful in your career as it is and feel like you have a lot to lose by leaving or by transitioning. But I want to talk to you so that you can get a sense for what's really possible for you. You know, I spent 25 years in the retail industry before transitioning to doing the work that I'm doing now. And I've helped many, many other women make that same transition. So let's chat. Reach out to me on Instagram or through my website. And if you are enjoying this podcast, please do share it with a friend. You can screenshot this episode and share it and tag me. You can leave a review and rate the podcast with 5 stars. Every little bit helps. And I will see you next week. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. To hear more about the podcast, follow me over on Instagram at Kena underscore all you are. Send me a DM. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're loving the podcast, I'd be so honored if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave me a 5-star review. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.